Christ, our God Most High, who hears your sad and bitter cry. He will himself your Savior be, from all your sins to set you free. He will on you the gifts bestow, prepare
of God, which we consider this evening, is recorded in St. Luke's Gospel in chapter 2, beginning at the first verse. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary, and Joseph, and the babe lying in the manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherd. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Tonight we consider especially the question, what does this Christmas story mean for you and for me? And for the answer to that question, we look in Luke chapter 2, verses 10 through 11, the words of the angel. Here we read, And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. We know the Christmas story. We know that in fulfillment of ancient prophecies, Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary in Bethlehem and laid in a manger. But what does this historical event mean for us today? Is it just a quaint story to be repeated each year at Christmas time? Or does it have meaning for each and every day of our lives? To answer these questions, I draw your attention to the announcement of the angel of the Lord to the shepherds in the field outside Bethlehem on the night of Jesus' birth. What did the angel say? We consider his words, for he bore the very word of the Lord God to the shepherd. The angel of the Lord first said, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." After quieting the shepherd's fear, and who wouldn't be afraid if suddenly in the middle of the night an angel appeared and the glory of the Lord God himself shone around them? The angel said to the shepherds that he brought them good news of great joy, which shall be to all people. The message wasn't only for the shepherds. It is for all people. It is for you and me today. And as the angel said, it is good news and brings great tidings to those who hear and believe the angel's announcement. And what is that good news? For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. On that very day in Bethlehem, the city of David, a Savior was born. The long-awaited Messiah and Savior from sin and eternal death and damnation had been born. The seed of the woman promised in Genesis 3:15, the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who would be a blessing to all nations. The son of David, who would rule over an eternal kingdom. The child promised in Isaiah 7 and Isaiah 9. The root of Jesse, the ruler promised in Micah chapter 5. The Redeemer of Israel promised in Psalm 130. All this was fulfilled in this child born in Bethlehem. And who is this Savior? The angel says he is Christ the Lord. He is the Lord's anointed, the Messiah. He is the Lord God himself, come into this world a true man to fulfill God's law in our stead and to bear the punishment for the sins of all, and rise again in victory. He is true man, born of the Virgin Mary, that he might take our place under the law and fulfill it for us, and that he might take our place under the judgment of God and bear our punishment. And he is true God, that his holy life and his innocent sufferings and death on the cross would be sufficient ransom for the sins of all the world. What does this mean to you and to me? Why is this good news to us? Why does Christ's first coming give us reason to rejoice and be filled with joy? Because atonement has been made for our sin. The just punishment demanded by God's law for the sins of fallen mankind was satisfied in Christ's blood shed on the cross. Therefore, we who are unacceptable and under the condemnation of God because of our wickedness and sin, are brought near through faith in the shed blood of Christ. We are, through faith in Christ and his atoning sacrifice, acceptable to God, pardoned and forgiven. We have peace with God the Father and have been made his own dear children through faith in Christ Jesus. Indeed, you and I, and all who trust in Christ, can be of good cheer, for our sins are forgiven us in Christ Jesus. Because God provided his own dear Son to be our Savior, we need not fear death. Christ Jesus died for our sins and rose again from death and has won for us eternal life in the mansions of his Father's house. We read in Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 through 17, "For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. And as the shepherds were filled with joy to know that God so loved them, that he gave his only begotten Son to be their Savior, and hurried to Bethlehem to see the things which had come to pass, and also returned telling others and glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen as it was told unto them, so we worship and praise our God, joining with the angel choirs of heaven for sending us a Savior, for providing atonement for our sins, and winning for us forgiveness of sins and life everlasting in heaven. We pray, O Lord God, we thank and praise you for the gift of your Son to be our Savior and to win for us forgiveness for all our sins and life everlasting in your kingdom. And we thank you for revealing to us through your word the message of the angel to the shepherd, the good tidings of great joy which shall be to all people, the good news that unto us a Savior is born, and that this Savior is Christ the Lord, God in the flesh, and that in him and for the sake of his blood shed for us upon the cross, we have forgiveness of sins and life everlasting through faith in his name. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. The Word of God is taken from the King James Version of the Bible. Music is from the Hymnal Project.